This is Ozarks at Large. Early this month, a vandal spray-painted what appears to be a hate message on a campaign sign to elect Kyle Smith to Fayetteville City Council. Previous to being appointed to the City Council 3 years ago, Smith was widely known as an LGBTQ civil rights activist. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
The words, "No Vote Queer," were scrawled in black spray paint across a 4x6-foot Fayetteville City Council campaign billboard supporting Kyle Smith, erected on the corner of Ruppel and Mount Comfort Roads in West Fayetteville. Smith says the vandalism occurred within hours of the sign being erected.
I had a couple of messages from folks that were saying, hey, sorry about your sign. That's terrible. I hate that that happened. I didn't know what was going on. So I kept going through my messages, and I found some from my campaign team.
Smith is running for city council for the first time, seeking Ward 4, Position 2, after being appointed by council in 2017 to fill a vacancy. He's facing challengers Adam Fire Cat, Holly Hertzberg, and Paul Waddell. Smith was likely targeted for his role in helping to draft in 2015 a municipal civil rights ordinance, later approved by City Council, to protect LGBTQ residents from discrimination in hiring, housing, and public accommodation. The Arkansas Supreme Court later nullified enforcement of the city ordinance. That decision was appealed in 2019, but the case was never decided. Smith believes the defacement of his campaign sign is spurred by national politics.
There's always minor campaign sign defacements. Usually it's a little closer to election time, and usually the signs last more than 12 hours before they get hit. And I'd say this is by far not the worst that we have seen. There's been some really ugly racist statements painted on some buildings and over some murals that were explicitly expressing love and positive sentiments.
The police are investigating the defacement of the billboard, Smith says, which has been reclaimed by his campaign.
The signs are double-sided, so we just turned this one around. They're too expensive to just discard, but it'll stay out there in its place, and we turn the other cheek, so to speak.
Democratic Party Chairman John Michael Gray says he saw mention of the vandalized sign on social media.
Saddened, angry, disgusted, all of those would have been the emotional reaction I had to seeing that.
He says campaign signs on both sides are at risk this election.
Democratic campaign signs, but there was also noise in the primary with Republican signs being removed. I think what it speaks to more is less about the partisan politics and more about where we've come to as a country and our leaders and how we have chosen to choose a path to victory that divides us, and it encourages behavior, it emboldens this kind of behavior, and it is a sad state of affairs.
Seth May, spokesperson for the Republican Party of Arkansas, says he's seeing quite a bit of damage to his party's campaign signs this season, but he describes what occurred to Kyle Smith's campaign sign in Fayetteville as despicable.
And we see it on both sides. I know it happens to Democratic candidates, to Republican candidates. I'm sure it happens to Libertarian candidates as well. So it's unfortunately something we see in campaign seasons. I would note to people, of course, that is a crime.
He also says national negative rhetoric is occurring this cycle on both sides of the spectrum, but rejects the notion that it has any real bearing on state and local races.
I understand that people have that concern. I think the rhetoric ought to be cooled down on every side. And that defaming, once again, personal property is a heinous act that should be prosecuted.
Fayetteville City Council candidate Kyle Smith says he's taking the attack on his campaign as par for the course.
You don't get into politics with a thin skin, and you better not get into politics if you just want to represent the people that agree with you for 4 years. I think in my time, I've made it clear that I'm here to listen to everyone and incorporate all of the opinions that I can find into kind of a best synthesis for our community.
Smith says voting is the best way to achieve representation rather than destroying personal property. The vandals' language could be investigated as a hate crime, but Arkansas is among three states with no hate crime law. In August, however, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson unveiled a draft hate crimes bill, the first of its kind, which, if enacted, would enhance penalties for offenses committed due to a victim's race, color, religion, ethnicity, ancestry, national origin, gender identity, and sexual orientation. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.